CrimeCanada.ca main source of crime news and information in Canada. To effectively prevent homicides and reduce violent crime rates, it is essential to understand the various factors that contribute to these crimes. The following sections will outline the key prevention strategies and policy approaches that have been implemented in Canada. Federal and provincial government initiatives. The Canadian government, at both federal and provincial levels, has introduced various initiatives aimed at reducing crime and preventing homicides. These initiatives include legislation, policy changes, and program implementations that target the root causes of violent crime. Some of the key initiatives include the Youth Criminal Justice Act, which aims to reduce youth crime by providing alternative measures to incarceration and promoting rehabilitation. Additionally, the Gun Control Act regulates firearms and imposes stricter licensing requirements to reduce gun-related violence. Community-based prevention programs. Community-based prevention programs play a crucial role in preventing homicides and reducing violent crime rates. These programs focus on providing support to at-risk individuals, families, and communities, and aim to address the underlying causes of violent crime. Some examples of community-based prevention programs include early intervention programs. These programs target at-risk youth and families, providing them with support and guidance to prevent involvement in violent crime. Rehabilitation and reintegration efforts. Programs that focus on rehabilitation and reintegration of offenders, helping them to reintegrate into society and reduce the likelihood of recidivism. By implementing these prevention strategies and policy approaches, Canada aims to reduce its homicide rate and overall violent crime rate, creating a safer environment for its citizens. Early intervention approaches. Early intervention approaches are critical in preventing homicides and reducing violent crime rates. By targeting at-risk individuals and families, these programs can help prevent the occurrence of violent crime and reduce the likelihood of recidivism. Rehabilitation and reintegration efforts. Rehabilitation and reintegration efforts are essential in reducing recidivism rates and promoting community safety. By providing support and guidance to offenders, these programs help individuals reintegrate into society, reducing the likelihood of further involvement in violent crime. Conclusion: the complete picture of Canada's homicide landscape. The analysis of Canada's homicide rate and trends provides a comprehensive understanding of the issue. Throughout this article, we have examined various aspects of Canada's homicide landscape, including historical trends, provincial variations, and demographic patterns. The data indicates that while Canada's overall homicide rate is relatively low compared to other developed countries, there are significant regional and demographic variations. Understanding these trends is crucial for developing effective crime prevention strategies and informing policy decisions. By examining the factors influencing violent crime rates, including economic determinants, social and cultural influences, and substance abuse, we can better understand the complexities of Canada's homicide landscape. The insights gained from this analysis can inform evidence-based policy approaches and community-based prevention programs. Furthermore, the examination of law enforcement response and clearance rates, as well as the relationship between homicide and other criminal offenses, provides a more nuanced understanding of the issue. In conclusion, the comprehensive analysis of Canada's homicide rate and trends underscores the importance of continued research and data-driven approaches to crime prevention and policymaking. By synthesizing the key findings and insights from this article, we can develop a complete picture of Canada's homicide landscape, ultimately contributing to a safer and more informed community. What is the current homicide rate in Canada? The current homicide rate in Canada is relatively low compared to other countries. According to the latest statistics from Statistics Canada, the homicide rate has been trending downward over the past few decades. How is the homicide rate measured in Canada? The homicide rate in Canada is measured using the number of homicides per 100,000 population, which is a standardized rate that allows for comparisons across different regions and time periods. Q. What are the most common types of homicide in Canada? The most common types of homicide in Canada include domestic homicides, intimate partner violence, and gang-related violence. Domestic homicides often involve family members or intimate partners, while gang-related violence is associated with organized crime. How does Canada's homicide rate compare to other countries? Canada's homicide rate is generally lower than that of many other countries, including the United States. When comparing Canada's homicide rate per capita to other G7 nations, Canada ranks among the lowest. Q. What are the factors that influence violent crime rates in Canada? Several factors influence violent crime rates in Canada, including socioeconomic conditions, cultural influences, and the presence of organized crime. Substance abuse and mental health issues are also linked to violent crime. How does law enforcement in Canada respond to homicides? Law enforcement agencies in Canada respond to homicides by investigating crimes, collecting evidence, and prosecuting offenders. Clearance rates for homicides are generally high, indicating effective investigations. What is the role of Statistics Canada in collecting crime data? Statistics Canada collects crime data through the Uniform Crime Reporting, UCR program, which gathers information on various crimes, including homicides, from police services across the country. Q. What are the challenges associated with crime data collection and interpretation in Canada? Crime data collection and interpretation in Canada face challenges, such as underreporting, data quality issues, and the complexity of analyzing trends over time. How does media coverage affect public perception of homicides in Canada? Media coverage of homicides in Canada can influence public perception, with mainstream media often focusing on high-profile cases and sensationalized reporting. What strategies and policies are in place to prevent homicides and reduce violent crime rates in Canada? Prevention strategies and policies in Canada include community-based programs, early intervention initiatives, and legislative measures aimed at reducing violent crime. Q. Where can I find more information on Canada's homicide rate and crime statistics? For more information on Canada's homicide rate and crime statistics, you can consult the Statistics Canada website, as well as other reputable sources that provide crime data and analysis.